Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for over 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about getting engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning their weddings. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Wedding Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that all engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey there, before we get to the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning. So much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of what I call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list for the wedding weekend, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/FORGETTING and let's get rid of that FOWO together. All right, let's get on to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. If you are planning a wedding for 2025 or maybe 2026, or maybe you just love staying on top of trends, this episode is definitely for you because today we are diving into the fresh ideas that are shaping next year's weddings. From bold design choices to creative ceremony setups, 2025 is all about making weddings feel personal, modern, and a little unexpected. So let's get into what I am predicting the 2025 and 2026 wedding trends will be. First, let's talk about the overall aesthetic, because 2025 weddings are going to bring in some bold patterns, bright textures, and really getting creative with certain things. Think bold colors, artistic table linens, watercolors are huge right now. I love seeing them everywhere. Inspired designs, lots of layering within the decor. It's all about creating a vibe that's visually very rich and tactile is what we're really seeing popping up. And this is going to be extending into dresses and attire as well. From seeing like the floral appliques coming back, intricate beading, I love it. Textured fabrics, making a statement piece out of your veil or other accessories. I love seeing a bold shoe coming back. I think these are all things that we're going to see within fashion for brides and grooms, but we're also going to see it incorporated into the wedding party as well. We're already seeing fewer and fewer matching wedding party outfits, and I think going into next year, we're going to see that extend even more by having like wildly varying silhouettes, patterns that really may have a little bit of a cohesive piece to it. But the wedding party can really speak to their own fashion sense, and we're going to tie things together, make it feel cohesive by using accessories like bow ties, neckties, your bouquet, your boutonnieres, the girls' jewelry, or maybe even shoes. Those are going to be the things that are tying it all together, but everything else is going to feel really unique and patterned and colorful. So I'm really excited to see that. Now, of course, the modern black and white aesthetic in weddings and the neutral greenery with like crisp whites, those designs aren't going anywhere. They're a classic for a reason. I do love, love, love a classic black and white design. I think, you know, you get the right venue for it and it is stunning. But I think we're also going to see a large amount of really colorful, bright weddings. And there are two shades that are really kind of creating a buzz when it comes to colors for weddings in 2025. And that is buttery yellow and Verona sunset. Minted and Brides actually named Verona Sunset the wedding color of 2025. And though it might not feel like a really versatile color at first glance, I mean, it's orange. It's essentially a shade of orange. I've been seeing some really amazing color palettes ranging from really soft and romantic to bright and bold, incorporating this shade of Verona Sunset. You can actually pair the two together, pair it with the buttery yellow for a light springy look, or if you do a darker color like a fuchsia or something deeper, it can really add for that pop of color. If you're planning a fall wedding, I think Verona Sunset is perfect. You can bring in some of the deeper shades of like oranges and teals or maybe some greens, and it's going to give you the super, super rich, deep color vibe. Now, you can also take your color palette up a level by incorporating texture throughout the design of the day. Who doesn't love a soft crush velvet linen or a fluffy tulle overlay? You know, the ones I'm talking about where like you see it and you just have to touch it or like pet the linen. Those are the ones I'm talking about. I think we're going to have a lot of that in the next couple of years. And those linens are going to be more expensive, right? To get a crushed velvet linen or something with a lot of texture takes a lot more care for the company to maintain. So obviously it makes sense that those linens are going to be more expensive. But don't worry if your budget is preventing you from being able to use these specialty linens like this on all of your guest tables, like upgrading all the linens. You can pick a few of the tables, like your sweetheart table or head table, the cake table. These are really great accent points that you can splurge on a specialty linen for just these couple of tables, and then go the classic route for the rest of your guest linens. It really can make an impact on your design. It will be featured more in your photos, that sweetheart table or head table, the cake table. Those are the tables that you're going to see more in your photos. And so it can really make a difference if you splurge on a couple of tables and then save the rest of the tables for a standard linen. Now, if you're a fan of gold, the gold accents are definitely going to be in full force in 2025. From gold flatware to decorative details, gold really helps bring in like a warmth and a modern edge to design. And just like the linens, don't be afraid to upgrade selectively, because adding these touches like gold flatware or uniquely patterned plates or colored goblets, it isn't always budget friendly, right? But it can really make those special tables like your sweetheart table or your head table, it can make them feel a little bit more special to have them have some kind of upgraded element to them outside of what your other guest tables are having. And that is a perfect way to do it. And if you're looking for some other fun ways to incorporate either these bright colors or patterns into the mix, I highly recommend you don't forget about your dance floor and your bar. So, of course, every wedding is going to be a little bit different in where you're getting your dance floor from and if you have the ability to swap things out. But bringing in either a rented dance floor or vinyl appliques to go over the dance floor can really help you bring color in right in that focus center point of your room. So your design return on investment can be really significant when you are able to upgrade your dance floor, again, depending on your venue. If you are outside, I don't recommend you go with an all-white dance floor or do anything that's too crazy or expensive with your dance floor, because to be honest, it's going to get dirty. And I'm going to try to remember to share a picture that I have of a white dance floor. It was beautiful for all the photos. The second the guests came in, it wasn't even a particularly muddy, rainy, wet day. It was trashed. It just looked awful as soon as, but at, you know, at that point, everybody's dancing, it's fine. But if you can avoid that, if you can kind of flip it and embrace the venue that you're at, embrace that you're outdoors, don't go with all white, again, especially if you are outside. But those are some areas, the dance floor. And then the other key area that I'm seeing a lot of couples getting really creative with is your bar front. So again, this is going to depend on your venue. If you have an actual bar front versus just using folding tables and linens, if you do have a bar front or if you are renting one, this is a perfect opportunity to either bring in a vinyl applique that you can put on the front of it that will help bring in any patterns or colors that you're already having in your design. Or you can really create something custom to be able to do that. And it doesn't have to be a huge investment. Again, of course, it depends on what you already have within your venue. If you're simply putting an applique on what's already there versus having to rent something that you can then bring in. But I will, again, share some images of some examples of what I'm talking about here. And the bar can, you know, if you have a bar in the different corners and something on the dance floor, that really does help pull in all of these bright colors that you may be trying to incorporate. So those are two things that I'm really looking forward to having more and more of in the next couple of years. In addition to color, we're also seeing a lot of texture and movement in flowers. And in one in particular, we're seeing cascade bouquets are making a comeback when it comes to floral design. For those not familiar, a cascade bouquet is, it comes in many forms, but basically it's the opposite of like a tight, very symmetrical bouquet, but rather it's going to be flowing. So you're still going to have a main bouquet in the center, but you're going to have some greenery or floral stems that are cascading down the side of the bouquet as you're holding it in front of you. It can be really beautiful, and you can keep it more structured, or it can be really loose and flowing. Because we're also seeing that the loose, non-symmetrical vibe is being incorporated into the guest tables as well by ditching the traditional compote vase for a more unique and like flowing arrangement. This is pairing really nicely with the trend that we're seeing of going more towards long tables over rounds for your guest tables, which a round guest table, you kind of have to have something round in the center. But if you have a long table, you have a little bit more flexibility with what you can do from a height standpoint and with the creativity of the design. Now, speaking of centerpieces, I am excited to see if this one actually catches on, but I'm actually seeing a lot of posts about smaller cutting cakes that are doubling as a centerpiece on each of your guest tables. So imagine a beautifully designed cake that acts as the focal point in your guest table that can really combine dessert and decor in one place. Now, again, I do love the idea. However, it may not be the cost saver that some of you are hoping for, because I want you to make sure that you're keeping in mind, in order to pull this off from a decor standpoint, the design fee may end up costing you more from the baker to decorate many small cakes over one large cake. So make sure you're talking to the baker about the price comparison before you make your decision. You're also going to need to budget for a raised cake stand or plate for each of your tables. As the cakes come from the baker, they're just going to be on like a cardboard plate, I'll call it. It's wrapped in like a nice foil, but it's not going to look all that impressive or finished if it's just set in the middle of your guest tables like that. So in order to really make the cake look like your centerpiece, you will want to give it a little bit of height with a cake stand or a plate or a raised platter, rather a footed platter. There's a whole bunch of different things we could call it. But that can be expensive if you're adding one of those per table. You'll also want to include at least some minimal greenery or florals or candles, again, to give it that more finished look that you would have if you have a full centerpiece. And a final logistical warning about this trend is to make sure that you're talking to your caterer about how these tableside cakes will be cut and served to the guests. I think a lot of people simply assume that the guests will at each table cut and serve it themselves, but this can be a really messy task. So you'll want to have that happen likely behind the scenes. If you do decide that the guests are going to cut and serve at the tables, make sure that you have a plan to let the guests know when they can dig into the cake and have extra plates and forks, as well as a knife and server ready for each table. Again, more cost to incorporate this into your design, but it can still be a lot cheaper than some floral designs. Let's get into the others that are involved in your wedding party, and your guests. While we've already discussed the wedding party attire, 2025 couples are actually leaning away from the traditional wedding party altogether. I have quite a few clients that are either picking somebody as a maid of honor or a best man, maybe even just picking a witness to sign the license, and then skipping the rest of the wedding party entirely. This can really help eliminate quite a few details and decisions that you'll have to make. And it can certainly keep your wedding day much simpler if you don't have to worry about a lot of people being in certain places at one time. Speaking of your wedding party, I am loving this next trend, and I'm sure most other wedding professionals are feeling the same way, but consider moving your toast to the rehearsal dinner as opposed to the wedding night itself. The wedding toasts or speeches can be the biggest wild card from a professional standpoint on a wedding day. We've witnessed so many go awry. No matter how many times I tell couples 2 to 3 minutes each is ideal, they'll let me know that yes, their family and friends have agreed to that. And there's always a groomsman that gets wildly inappropriate, or father of the bride that promises he's going to stick to that 2 to 3 minutes, but wraps things up like 20 minutes later. Most of the time, the toasts and speeches just end up being something that everyone feels the need to like sit through. But I don't know many wedding guests that are like, now the toast, that was the highlight of the whole event. Now, I don't want to dismiss the importance or significance of having these toasts done for your wedding weekend. However, speaking from experience, your guests and wedding party members would be absolutely fine if you were to skip the toast or have them done at the rehearsal instead. Doing this not only frees up time during the reception, but it also allows these toasts to happen when it's a smaller, more intimate, close group of family and friends. And it can be much more enjoyable for not only you to experience it, but also for them if they are nervous about speaking in public. Now, flipping things over to guest trends, there are two things that you may want to consider incorporating into your wedding day when it comes to your wedding guests. The first is planning for time to take group photos during the reception. This can either be a big shot with all of your guests together in one room, or smaller curated groupings like at each table or throughout the evening, but basically making sure that you get a chance to take a picture with every guest that has come to celebrate for you. The second trend when it comes to guests would be getting them involved in your theme or design of the wedding with a color-specific dress code. The most common I've seen is asking guests to wear all black with the exception of the wedding party or those that are picking their specific outfits. And this can be the most convenient way to have a very cohesive look for everybody involved without any crazy requests or guests having to go out and purchase things. Most people already have something black to wear to a wedding. But if you are embracing a colorful wedding, imagine if you requested everyone come in like that perfect shade of Verona sunset, or everyone comes in various shades of blue. This could be really stunning and it can make for absolutely gorgeous photos. However, expecting your guests to follow a dress code can be challenging for some groups. So make sure you're realistic with your expectations, knowing your group of friends and family. Not everyone is going to share the same passion for design or fashion, so make sure that you're keeping that in mind if you're considering doing this. Some groups will fully embrace and love this challenge and get really into it, but you have to also be okay with some opting out. Again, most people can find something that is black or relatively neutral, but that Verona sunset dress or suit may simply be too much to expect others to purchase just for your wedding. Now let's dive into some fun extras that can help elevate your wedding experience. Content creators in Champagne Towers are definitely carrying over from 2024, and I am so happy that they're sticking around. We're seeing more and more couples hiring content creators to capture all the behind-the-scenes moments and social media-ready content. It's a great way to get some extra documentation of the day from multiple angles and viewpoints, and it can really complement your professional photo and video team's products. In fact, many photo and video companies are offering content creation as an add-on to their traditional photo and video packages, so make sure you check in with them if you are thinking of adding in a content creator. In previous episodes, we've talked about content creation and how important it is that that team of vendors in particular get along. So if you're on the fence or thinking of hiring a content creator, make sure to check out that episode so you can get those pointers there. Now, a champagne tower is definitely a classic, and I've loved seeing them come back over the last year or so. However, now we're seeing couples bring their own twist on things by making a champagne tower, same structure, but put a twist on it with your own signature drink. So instead of champagne, I've seen espresso martini towers, Aperol spritz, margarita towers. Really, you can do whatever you'd like or even have some kind of non-alcoholic beverage as an option for your tower. It's a fun twist on this classic tradition. Just make sure to plan accordingly, as this can be a messy activity, especially if you choose a darker liquid like an espresso martini. And if you love a throwback, you're going to be happy to hear that retro trends like candy stations or candy bars, chocolate fountains, and even disposable cameras are making a return for 2025. Now, if you're really looking to get creative and do something unique, definitely check out the kitschy wedding trends that are having a moment right now. This is where you'll bring in quirky and unique touches, something unexpected to the wedding scene. Think like big statement pieces, like unique dance floors, standout bars, or decor with almost a touch of humor or personality. It can be almost cartoonish or things that are like just bright and big. Now, if you are thinking about going this route, I highly recommend you go to a local rental company that offers a lot more than just like linens and chairs. So locally here, the company would be Event Theory. They do a lot of work with corporate events. Their base isn't really wedding couples. It's more of like the big designs, big corporate events. I believe they work with like the parade company, but they have so many unique things when you walk in their showroom that for a traditional wedding, you wouldn't even consider it. But if you're going the kitsch wedding route, like with that kitschy feel, they could be perfect for it. So do a little bit of research, find out where your Event Theory is in your market, and head over there and just one or two bigger statement pieces or items. I wouldn't even necessarily call them a statement piece. But when we're talking kitsch weddings, we're talking about like things that you might see at a carnival or, again, those really unique things, a skee ball game, you know, something like that, that people are going to say, what on earth is this doing at a wedding? Typically vibrant in color, retro inspired furniture, or bold, unconventional decor elements that just somehow fit perfectly. These kitschy weddings are going to embrace individuality and a playful vibe, making them as unique as the couple themselves. So I'm really excited to see these events come to life. And before we wrap things up, I want to chat a little bit about the ceremony-specific trends that we're seeing coming for 2025. The first might seem a little backwards, and that's that we're going to see the priority shift away from the actual ceremony. Now, that's not to say that the ceremony isn't important. That's the whole reason behind the wedding anyway, right? But unless your wedding will be at a church, a temple, or another religious institution, we're seeing a trend of making the ceremonies less stuffy and more personal. Couples are accomplishing this by keeping their ceremony guest list small or even legally getting married well in advance of the wedding day, so it takes the legal pressure of the day off your shoulders and can help you feel more relaxed. It also can free up your ceremony to be completely unique and symbolic and allow a loved one or multiple loved ones serve as your officiant. In regards to design, we're seeing the unstuffing, we're seeing the relaxing of the ceremony show up in a few ways. The first is how you're getting down the aisle, with ceremonies in the round and winding aisles becoming more popular. If your ceremony space allows, think about seating your guests in a circle or a square all around you so that you're surrounded by guests everywhere you look. A winding aisle will require a significant amount of room to pull off visually, but can really be a unique twist on the design. As the name implies, a winding aisle gives movement to the aisle as opposed to a traditional straight as an arrow aisle. Though it's a pretty cool concept, I love the look of it when you see Pinterest images, it does take some work and logistical planning to make sure it doesn't look like drunk groomsmen just set up the chairs without paying attention to keeping them straight. So make sure you're talking to your florist and your design team if you want to do this so you can make sure it looks right. And that wraps up a look at 2025 and 2026 wedding trends. Whether you're planning a bold and colorful celebration or leaning more towards simplicity, these trends show how weddings are becoming more personal and reflective of the couple's unique style. Now, I'd love to hear from you and what wedding trends you're looking forward to. Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and share your favorites there. And if you found this episode helpful, I would love it if you could take a quick second to rate and review. It would mean the world to me, and it will help other couples find the wedding planning help they need. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.